Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning on a Tuesday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates. Today's show, the two grand slam, a chance to win $2,000. Dan Campbell at 8 o'clock. AJ Hinch at 9 o'clock.
All right. Playoff, head coach day.
That's right. Playoff baseball back in the Motor City.
Mm-hmm. I know I can't say head coach for baseball. It has to be manager, but skipper, whatever. The head honcho.
The guy that makes the game day decisions yes. for both of the teams.
Yes. Got to make sure we labeled them right. In this era, you got to make sure you get the right one.
Of course. And by the way, we'll have Todd McClellan this week too. So head coach week.
Yes,
Wings get their season back underway. First impressions of Kansas City at watching them last night, knowing it's game week.
They're just inconsistent. And they have unbelievable potential with some speed at receiver. And they got a couple of young guys that I know they're starting to work in. They're starting to get a lot better. But they're just so inconsistent. And here's the one thing I saw in that very last play of the game. I think there is a measure of want to that Kansas City doesn't necessarily have this year. I don't know if you noticed Chris Jones on that play.
The one where Lawrence scored?
Yeah. Stood up and basically watched him get up off the ground and then watched him run into the end zone and maybe walked, I don't know, 2-3 steps. If I'm looking at that as a general manager, like, hold on a second here. How much are we paying you to do that? And we lost a game, and now we're 2-3?
It was interesting, too. Like, they had him mic'd up in the game yesterday, and you could hear him say, someone should tackle him.
Yes.
That play was in slow motion.
It was.
You know,
it
he
was.
Hits the ground, and you're thinking, he's probably done. And then he does a little, like,
yeah, then he tries to get up and hits the ground again.
Come on!
How many times have you fallen and been like, ah! Oh, and you try and get up, and you fall again.
He's hitting life alert. Come on, someone help me out. And then he finds his way into the end zone, and that's the deciding play of the game. But they look so much more beatable than they have in the past.
And I think part of it is, like, a little bit of their confidence is eroded away. A little bit of their just, hey, we're the team to beat in the league. I don't think anybody believes that anymore. At least there's three teams that don't believe it anymore.
The mystique of Kansas City is long gone.
It is.
They're still dangerous. It's still Mahomes. It's still Reed. It's going to be Arrowhead this week for the Lions. But there's no mystique of, like, going in and facing a juggernaut.
But there always needs to be a measure of respect because it's Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes can do special things. And if like they're not going to have Rashee Rice, but they're still going to have speed at receiver. Travis Kelce is not at all what he used to be, but you can never underestimate Andy Reid and his ability to construct a game plan, come up with things you've never seen. Even last night there was a I forget what the broadcasters were talking about, but Patrick Mahomes fakes one way, spins, fakes another way, and then there's the reverse, and It's just like there are some things like that that you always have to be ready for. But I don't know that they strike fear into anyone anymore.
No, look, Mahomes made a bonehead red zone pick, pick six, that really swung the game. But even with that, they fought back. They were up in the final minute of the game.
Yeah.
But they're just not this unbeatable, untouchable juggernaut that they once were. And by the way, I did just look back. What is Chris Jones doing on this play?
He's pointing him out. Look, he's running. Look, he scored. Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand. I mean, I'm not telling you he beats Trevor Lawrence to the sideline, but a little more effort, you don't need to beat him to the sideline.
Okay, the game is on the line.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And Trevor Lawrence falls down. This may be the opportunity for the easiest sack he's ever had in his career. And yet he doesn't rush. And then all of a sudden he's like, somebody will get him.
He's flat-footed. He's walking.
I know. And
it's not even a walk. It's like a... Yeah, they're showing it again.
Yeah. Oh, it's Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But yeah, he's literally, that's not him.
Look at all his teammates playing to the whistle.
Uh-huh.
Where is he? He's not even in the shot.
Yeah. I mean, he could have made it, you know, running down the line at the 1 yard line. So it's just, it's moments like that when the guys that are expected to be playmakers are walking around, you know that there is a mindset of, well, maybe not this year.
We'll flip the switch in the playoffs.
Right, but they may not get that chance. It's like Baltimore may not get that chance.
I think Kansas City will still be in the playoffs.
I think that they will as well, but I also said that about Baltimore. Like, we thought Baltimore would still win the division, and I don't think they do.
I still think Baltimore makes the playoffs. And that's harder to say.
Have to win their division.
It's going to be tight. Now, they have like an eight-week stretch at the end of October to end of December that's incredibly soft. They got to get some guys back on defense. Lamar's got to play football, but I'm not even writing them off yet. But the point is just, hey, if you think you're going to flip some switch, you're not this dangerous team that people need to fear in the regular season. And Detroit certainly doesn't fear going into Kansas City. They kicked things off in 23 by going into Arrowhead and beating Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, the infrastructure, the reigning Super Bowl champs at the time. So there's no like fear or intimidation playing Kansas City.
No, but there still needs to be a measure of respect. And when I see some of those things on film and I look and I say, okay, what type of team do we think Detroit is? Detroit should look at that and go, all right, we can make some guys on this team quit. We can make them, and so we need to come out and attack them early. We need to, there's blood in the water. Let's eat them up, spit them out, and then move on. That is the mentality and do you believe that Dan Campbell will instill that type of mentality when they go to Kansas City? I don't think he has to. I think it's already there.
It's seeped into who they are, their DNA. Ticket text, 248-539-9797. What are you thinking with the Lions going to Kansas City if you watched last night? Texter says, well, Chiefs lost. So now if the Lions win, it's just a nobody that they beat. Yes. I was still stewing about that when we left yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be at odds with Lions fans. Like, we should all just be having a good time. Like, we are living in the golden era of Lions football. If you can't enjoy this, I really don't know what's wrong with you. If you're going to choose to be miserable and downplay winning these games because, well, it's not Joe Burrow and it's the Cleveland Browns and suddenly the Baltimore game doesn't count to people. Don't downplay this. What they're doing is special. What they're doing week in and week out for year over year is special.
It is. There's no question about it. And for them to be 4-1 right now, I think there's a lot of people that are looking at that. Even with hindsight being 2020, saying the Ravens aren't as good as we thought they were going to be coming into the season. The Bengals, clearly, they're not the Bengals without Joe Burrow. But both of those games were on the road. And those are still big wins. The fact that you've taken care of business, and I'm not going to sit there and argue with anybody. I understand the argument that those Lions fans, and even if they beat the Chiefs, and for what we had just talked about, we spent nearly 10 minutes talking about the Chiefs aren't what they used to be. All right, I get that. But who's up next? Tim, there's always going to be a next game a next opportunity.
Which is good. That's part of, I know people looked at the schedule and we all got like, you know, concerned about the win total. There's always going to be a team on this schedule that you can get motivated and get up to play. Like, that's part of playing a marquee schedule. So whether Kansas City was 3-2 or 2-3, Dan Campbell's going to have this team ready to go into Arrowhead and play a team that's won multiple Super Bowls, is kind of in their own little dynasty right now. And then you're right, it's Philly and Tampa, and there will be division clinching games, Green Bay on Thanksgiving. Like, the schedule being chock full of A-level opponents makes it so the Lions can't rest on their laurels. So they have to keep pushing. And I think they're internally motivated anyway, but just in case, the schedule sets up for them to keep proving it week over week over week. And they have to. Nobody said they won the Super Bowl by beating the Cincinnati Bengals. Nobody did. But I just can't believe some of the misery from sections of the fan base, the downplaying that we got a little yesterday on the show.
Well, I can understand it because of what happened to the playoffs last year. Like, it's always going to be, and we said this going into the season, no matter what you do during the regular season, they're going to judge you on what you do in the postseason. And we're not in the postseason. Save a couple of fans that called or text, nearly everyone thought that this team was going to the playoffs.
Correct.
Now, it's even more likely because they've started 4-1. Still a lot of work to do, but they'll be in the postseason. What happens when you get to the postseason? I think there's a lot of fans that are just sitting there going, well, we've kind of gone down this road, even though it, albeit just for a couple of years, versus 60 years of futility.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that wake me up in the postseason. Yep. But hey, while you're asleep, they are playing football, and they're playing some of the best football of your life. So I would keep your eyes open.
Yeah, just, I mean, if you can, try and enjoy a Lions Sunday. And even if they're playing against an inferior Chiefs team or an inferior Baltimore or Cincinnati team, try and enjoy it for what it is, because you're watching a tandem of backs that is doing special things. You are possibly watching a handful of Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Future Hall of Famers, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Penei Sewell. And there's a chance, if Goff's able to get one of those Super Bowls with the Detroit Lions, that he is starting to put together the resume that should be considered for a Hall of Fame. Not there yet. That's not what I'm saying. But you're watching some players play right now. Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph. Like, there's a lot of guys with that type of potential. So don't miss the opportunity to enjoy this group of talent on the field.
Ticket texters. Guys, it's going to take 40 to win this next week. We have no starting level corners. Patrick Mahomes will have a good night. Hopefully our safeties step up.
Well, the good thing about that is they've already scored 52. They've scored 38, 37, 34. And so they've got the potential to put that up.
Says, we will get their best on Sunday night. Go Lions. Tech says, I was hoping the Chiefs would win because I believe the added pressure that comes with that record. Says, I've got more confidence, just a little concerned about our secondary, Mike, in Brighton.
The secondary is going to be a conversation. It has been a part of the conversation. It will be continuing to move forward just because of your CB1 and CB2 are out. And whether you like CB2 or not.
Yeah, we had one text goes, no big deal.
Right.
He's a walking penalty. They're better without him. That was on the last sheet of paper.
Okay. You don't want to lose your top two corners.
Correct.
And you're better with them than you are without them.
I agree with you, John. 248-539-9797. Lions, Chiefs, it's game week. Your impressions after watching Kansas City last night. It's game day for the Detroit Tigers. We're going to mix in playoff baseball talk. End of the hour. Are you confident? Are you concerned? Which camp are you in? We've got Greg Palm at 635, latest ranking of the college football landscape. It's 97.1.
Hey, in the next few days, you may have to turn the heat on. I know we're getting close, and it won't be on in the Jansen house, but you may want, with a blast of winter cold. Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical will do a complete furnace checkup to make sure it's running properly, and more importantly, safely. Right now, it's only $79. That's $30 off the regular price. So call today because these spots fill up quickly. And don't forget, Mastercraft does plumbing, electrical, and they do generators as well, all at discounted prices. So give them a call now. You can find more information on the web at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, 97.1. Playoff baseball back in the Motor City later today. We'll have AJ Hinch on the show. We'll have Dan Campbell on the show. Lions and Chiefs. It's game week. Chiefs played last night, lost last night. The 2-3 Kansas City Chiefs. Certainly don't have the mystique of yesterday.
No.
Yesteryear.
No, yesteryear.
Now, that doesn't mean this is going to be a roll up and roll in and beat them up. I mean, it's still Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Kansas City Chiefs. They are 1.5-point favorites. Ticket texters with their thoughts. I was hoping Kansas City won because I don't want to hear about how we haven't beat anybody.
You know what? There are going to be those that say that. If you're not a part of that camp, then so be it. Like, it doesn't have to affect your mindset of the game. No matter if Kansas City is good or bad, Tampa Bay, like, we get to the Tampa weekend and everybody's going to say, oh, well, you know, if you beat them, they've won all these games on last second field goals. And like, there's always going to be something that those individuals can point to.
I'm not really interested in impressing those people.
Those people.
If you're not impressed with the Baltimore win right now, I'm not interested in trying to impress you. I'm just not. And the schedule has plenty of tough opponents still coming up, right? Well, actually, Philly lost, so they're not very good anymore. And, well, you know, they can't run the ball, and they're not very good.
My biggest thing,
there's the Green Bay Packers. They're not the team they were in week one. So if the Lions avenge that loss, I mean, it's not really that big. See, I'm just not going to try to impress that guy.
Here's what I would say to those people. Do they look the part? Take everything else away. I don't know how you can say that the Lions don't look the part right now.
They absolutely
am I concerned with the cornerback room? Yes.
But is that a long-term concern? These aren't season enders.
Right. Arnold could be a little bit longer than Reed, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But Reed should be back, what, after the bye? Minnesota, potentially, or just after? Maybe the Philly game in mid-November?
Yeah, call up by Thanksgiving. I mean, even conservatively.
Listen, I think barring more significant injuries, right now, the way they look for, on the field,
yeah,
this thing's, you're going to be able to really, really take those people away at Philly. Do they look the part in Philly? And that would include playing a great game and losing by a field goal.
Right, on the road, tough and spot. You'll get Lee McNeil back along the way, too. So for everybody talking about injuries, like, they haven't suffered a catastrophic season-ending, season-altering injury right now. So I know they're starting to pile up, but I got news for people. If you've watched the NFL before, this is going to happen to everybody.
And
you can't go. You can't get through a season unscathed.
The latest that they will get Lee McNeil back would be the Vikings game.
Yeah.
Because that window opened. There's a 21-day window. It opened, what, Thursday or Wednesday of last week after we talked to Campbell. And so by the time they get to the middle of that, you know, bye week, he's ready to go. He's on the 53-man roster.
He has to be, or he's done for the season. Isn't that the way that works?
Yes. So, and we've all heard about how good he's feeling, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. Unless there is some catastrophic event, the latest that you will get Lee McNeil back is for the Vikings game.
And when you say look the part, like, we're talking about with an offseason where doubts crept in, would they be a team chasing down a Super Bowl? Yes, I think emphatically we can say, and that doesn't mean they've won it yet, but they will be one of the teams late in the season fighting for a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Ticket Texter says what they're doing is special, question mark. They did this last year and got booted by halftime in their first playoff game. None of this matters until the playoffs, Mark and Dexter.
What'd I tell you?
Yeah. Look, I understand.
There are going to be, there's a lot of factions of Lions fans. And I think the one thing that we can all agree on is we want the Lions to win. We want them to be good. Some may say they're good now. Some may say they have more to prove. Some are going to say they can't prove it until they get to the playoffs.
I understand, like, ultimately the season will be defined by what happens in the playoffs. But the idea that you can't see progress and encouragement along the way, that you just have to bury your head in the sand and literally not talk about them until January,
well,
seems
Jim,
silly.
Okay, well, that's not what we're able to
I
do.
Know.
But there are going to be fans that are going to be like, doesn't make them bad fans. I understand where they're coming from.
There's a certain level of misery, though, in living life that way.
There is no matter of how much we talk about it or try and give them talking points or data that will change their mind. And that's okay.
That's my problem right now with some fans is enjoy the ride. I've always said that. Be a fan. Be in the moment. I don't know how you can't be more than satisfied with the start to this season.
Agreed.
Well, and I guess what I'm saying is, I'm just not going to argue with those fans. I'm just not, because there's nothing that we can say. We're going to sit here and pound the table and say, this is a good team. We're going to ask the question, are they the best team in the NFC? Are they the best team in the league? Are they better than they were last year? All of those questions we will ask, and we'll ask them throughout the course of this week.
Yeah, but we're talking to a brick wall with that guy, because that guy doesn't want to hear any of it until January. So,
and to that guy probably complains about kids who want instant gratification. You want instant gratification right now. You want the final destination. You're not willing to go on the ride. You're not willing to ride the roller coaster as a fan. It's simply playoffs or bust.
Football coverage today is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, you may have heard Fifth Third Bank acquired Comerica Bank for $10.9 billion,
wow,
which means, among other things, that Comerica Park will eventually be getting a new name.
I wonder what they're going to name it.
What could it be? I don't know. Comerica Park has been home of the Detroit Tigers since 2000, but officials say that could change as soon as the conclusion of the 2026 season. So that's right around the corner. So 2 years before Comerica Park opened, Comerica Bank signed a 30-year, $66 million deal with the Tigers, the naming rights, and obviously that would run through 2029. In 2018, the deal was extended by 5 years to run through 2034. And of course, you know, they were changing all the signage, right?
I wonder if they'll...
That Scripps Tigers disappeared.
Yeah, did they save the Scripps Tigers? Can we
put that
back
up?
Yeah, can we pull that out of mothballs?
it's going to end up being whatever the new name is, right?
Well, it certainly it could be, but it was the Script Tigers was there while it was while it still is Comerica Park and was.
Yeah. Just put that back up? Yeah. So a spokesperson for
just put some new light bulbs in it.
Fifth Third says that Comerica Park is a beloved landmark in the city and the company recognizes its significance to Tigers fans. So they're going to start deliberating what the new name will be. Here's some good news. Violent crimes are on the decline in Detroit. So according to crime data, third quarter numbers showed that 2025 violent crimes in Detroit dropped far beyond the previous 2024 results, with categories of homicides, non-fatal shootings, and carjackings trending 15% to 30% below the 2024 third quarter numbers. City leaders say that these numbers of violent crimes continued to plummet, falling even below the 60-year low achieved in 2024. And they say it's all thanks to ongoing partnerships between law enforcement, between the state and the city, community groups, a recent surge in federal enforcement and prosecutions. So that's great news.
Yeah, I know that the Detroit Police Department is doing a terrific job down there in conjunction with Michigan State Police. They got a lot of things going on down there.
And as I say this, I do have another story of a violent crime, unfortunately. A person of interest is now in custody as police investigate the murder of a woman in a Southfield home. Whoa, just happened. Just before midnight on Sunday, officers responded to this house where they found a female who had died at the scene from a gunshot. Police say the suspect and the victim knew each other. This was not a random crime, but it was an isolated incident. And they say once the investigation is complete and the case moves forward to the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office for charging, more information will be released. Let's talk about Mark Sanchez. Man, this just keeps going and going. He's now facing a felony charge after that whole stabbing incident in Indianapolis. So he was originally arrested on Saturday, charged with three misdemeanors. Well, on Monday, he was also charged with a level 5 felony battery charge that carries a potential sentence of 1 to 6 years in prison. We are hearing a statement from his family. They have now released a statement noting that he is still continuing to receive medical care. They also wanted to thank everyone for their support. But his brother released a statement that said, "This has been a deeply distressing time for everyone involved. Mark and our family are incredibly grateful for the concern, love, and support we've received over the past few days. Mark remains under medical care for the serious injuries he sustained and is focused on his recovery as the legal process continues. We would like to extend our heartfelt thanks to the first responders and medical staff." So,
yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme is getting in the Halloween spirit. Ooh. So it might be time to go pick up a new donut. They've released several new and exciting limited time flavors, and it's all part of their trick or treat collection. So they've got the candy bag donut.
Yeah.
Yes. It's modeled after a big bag of Halloween candy. So it features like the Krispy Kreme glazed donut, and it's topped with all sorts of different candies, but it has the chocolate flavored buttercream and also caramel flavored swirl.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Which is wonderful.
Yes. Cookies and Scream House donut.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's a shell donut stuffed with cookies and cream filling, topped with silver chocolate cookies, purple buttercream, and a decorative haunted house piece.
Mm. Yep, that's the one.
I predict that Teddy's going to like that one.
I think so. Jack-o'-lantern donut, shell donut topped with orange buttercream flavored icing, jack-o'-lantern face pieces. I mean, they all look amazing, right? Yeah. They got the green icing for the stem, and then the spooky sprinkle donut. Ooh. Original glazed donut coated in green icing and sinister Halloween sparkles.
Ooh, spooky. Teddy might like that one, too. He loves sprinkles.
Yeah. So does Emily. We've created a little sprinkle monster. She needs sprinkles on her yogurt now.
Yes.
Oh,
hey, whatever gets them to eat.
I know.
It.
Heather with the news. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit. It's Heather here with some big news. America's best 5G network wants you to bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plan with My Plan. And they let everyone get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply for promotional offers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to talk Tiger baseball a little later in the show. Confident or concerned? Got Greg Palm to mix in as well. Do it on Tuesdays from the mind of Greg Hargrave. Who are the 12 best teams in college football? We stumbled into a Lions conversation, John, and the people want to speak, so we're here to hear them.
Let's talk with them.
All right, let's get to Stu in West Bloomfield. Stu, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. Happy Taco Tuesday, everybody.
Hey, how you doing, Stu?
And I'm awesome. John, I got to say I've been a fan of yours all my life, so I love hearing you every morning.
Thank you.
But with the Lions, we could go back to how we was with the 0-16 season and can't win a game, or we can ride the wave and take these wins. It's the NFL. Any given Sunday, a team can beat you, and just love what we're getting right now. And then when the playoffs come, we got playoff football. Or we can go back to not having playoff football and be the laughingstock of the league.
So you want to enjoy the ride. You want to enjoy every single win. No matter who it is, you want to enjoy the moment.
By 1 point or by 30 points, a win is a win. And if we don't win, we can't get to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think what gets me, Stu, is they're not winning by 1 point. You know, like they're winning by 12, 13, yeah. 14, 20, 25. Like they're not eking by and giving people reasons to be concerned, yet some fans are choosing to find concerns anyway.
Yeah, and so there's one thing that I hear quite a bit, because we've had this, you know, really close a couple of times with the Tigers. It hasn't been that way with the Pistons and Wings, but now that we're here with the Lions and here on Twitch by our weather guy, I'm enjoying the ride. I do hope this era of Lions football ends in at least one title and not be like the Tigers from 06 to 14.
I get that 100%. I do. But it would be weird if during the 06 season or the 2012 season, if you were like, yeah, I know we just swept the division, or yeah, I know we just got a big series win, but I'm going to hold off on feeling any type of emotion until we win the World Series.
Right. I mean,
I'm not going to be excited about my team because we are not currently on Woodward. We do not have drunk players celebrating with the trophy. Therefore, I'm not happy.
Right. That's the ultimate goal. But in the process of getting there, I mean, if it happens this year, if it happens next year, let's just assume at some point it does in the next 3 years. Well, then you can look back and say, "Wow, we had that chance in 24, but it was the injuries, and we couldn't find a way to get over the hump." And whatever happens this year, and whether it's injuries in the secondary, or we'll look back at the San Francisco game and say, yep, we had that opportunity. There was just always something that prevented us. But the ride over the last 4 years has been amazing, and ultimately culminating in the lessons you got to learn to get to and win a Super Bowl.
And I want to be clear, we're not saying you can't be critical of your team while they're winning. Like, John, if they lose a game, we're going to talk about what went wrong. If you have valid concerns of why this team's not going to get it done, we can talk to you about it. What I don't understand is when they win emphatically, people are like trying to find things.
Well, because
that's what kind of gets me. It's like, if it's obvious and there's a conversation to be had, nobody on this show is running from that conversation. Nobody on the station is going to run from that conversation. We had the conversation when they lost to Green Bay, but man, have they responded. Boy, do they look good. And boy, has it been convincing. And yet I still don't understand why people are searching for things to be concerned about.
Well, because the Lions have never done it. And there is a measure of some of those fans that by the time they get to the end of the season and they lose to Washington unexpectedly, they're going to be the first ones that call in and say,
"See,
I told you so." But they didn't beat anybody in the regular season. They weren't prepared for the regular season. And we had gone into this one going, hey, this is a season where the record, they may be better, but the record might not be as good as it was last year, but they should be a team that is tested. Now everybody is, not everybody, there is a faction of the fan base that's saying, well, they're not really tested because they haven't beat anybody.
Which, the Baltimore game happened. I don't care that they're hurt now. They were healthy when it happened. You said there's the I told you so guy, and that's kind of what irks you sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
What irks me about that is they're going to act like, well, I didn't get my feelings hurt because I didn't let myself get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And you also didn't get to enjoy any of the wins that come with 15-2 last year. You could be the duality of man, enjoying your team winning in the regular season, and then,
wow,
yeah, it means you have your heart broken, but feel emotions.
The duality of man.
Your heart's beating. You're alive. Feel emotions. You're not cool because you don't care.
Where are the golf haters, by the way? Here's the best passer rating in the NFL. That's where they're at, hiding. They're waiting to pounce when he has that moment. And he will have a moment at some point this year because that's who he is.
Well, he's already had one.
He had the one in Green Bay. I would contend, looking back at that game, if he doesn't throw that pick, maybe we have a different outcome.
Possibly. I mean, things always change when you change one factor. The rest of the game, whether what Green Bay does, what the Lions do, all changes.
Let's get some more thoughts. Paul in Belleville, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was telling the screener, these fans that can't enjoy it week by week, they're the same fans that probably hold others to a standard they can't keep themselves, or that crap mentality. Like, when I take the games week by week, if we win, great, all right. If they lose, I'm hoping they correct. It's a thrill when we watch them on TV and you see blue jerseys in the opposing team's stadium. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Jeez, oh, Pete, we had years and years of bad football, you know, and you just don't know how to enjoy it. You know, crab mentality.
Yeah,
you know, they're in the bottom of the bucket. Yeah.
The crab mentality. Go ahead.
You know, the crabs are in the bottom of the bucket, and that one crab wants to get out of the bucket, and that crab that's in the bottom pulls them down. You know, the crabs do that.
Yeah, no one wants crabs.
Yeah, nobody wants crabs. Exactly. Enjoy it, man. People just don't know how to enjoy it week by week. They're wowsy, wowsy, woo-woo, schleprock, the cloud over them. Not me, man. Not me. I'm enjoying this.
Yep.
And you should, Paul. Look at us, a little philosophical stuff today.
Yes,
duality of man, craft theory.
I know, the thoughts and ponderings of one Jim Costa, the duality of man.
I just think, like he said, we've had so much suffering. I'm not afraid of like the team letting me down. Like that's the reason I'm not going to believe in the Lions, because they might let me down. Guys, I'm 32. I've been let down my entire life. Some of you listening are older than that. All you know is let down and disappointment. I'm not afraid of the Lions letting me down. Well, what if I believe in them and then they fall short?
Okay.
Well, all right.
Yeah, then see what you could do. We can get all over Brad Holmes about an opposite edge. We can get all over him about the secondary. We can get all over him. Yeah. And then we'll dial it up again next year and see where we go.
Rev it back up. And look, they're going to have a shot. I think they've surprised people to start this season. And for some reason, the people are fighting that. 248-539-9797. Text says, I get both sides of the opinion. The trauma and the PTSD that this team has delivered for decades is coming out in people. Goff looks really good. I still don't think you can win with him. Okay. I'm just glad their schedule isn't as intimidating as it was in the beginning of the season. A question from the ticket texter. This is from Steve. So with Kansas City struggling, is this week a double-digit disco? Wait for Friday. All right, we're going to get to Greg Palm, wrap up the hour, talking college football. Who are the 12 best teams? It's 97.1.
Hey, value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have questions about my finances, obviously I'm going to turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants Bank doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They take the time to learn about my life and my personal financial goals, and they work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. That's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, not just as a number. They do all they can to help their communities and customers succeed. You can count on that, since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who intimately know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's their community as well. And we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
And that is the key. It's the mind of Greg Hargrave and the data. This might not jive with the coaches' poll or the AP poll.
It's a beautiful place.
A scary place, too. Mm-hmm. It's also not meant to be a destination. This is just where we are, snapshot in time. Week 7, who are the 12 best teams?
Yes, Jim, it is reflective of your accomplishments, not predictive of what you're going to do in the future. We're going to have big questions answered this week, a ton of big games. I went back and forth between 4 different games of the week, so we are absolutely loaded here in Week 7. It's going to start with number 12 is the Missouri Tigers, 5-0 after a bye week last week. The Kansas win still working for them. Kansas won last week, and Fresno State, who was Kansas's premier win, also had a win, and Missouri is going to host Alabama this week. Should be a good game.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Brings us to number 11, new friends, Cincinnati. What a week for the Bearcats. First, you had your future Hall of Fame tight end have a sex game put on Maine. Then you thump unbeaten Iowa State and supplant them in the top 12. Cincinnati also has a win against Kansas. They're the biggest movers of this past weekend. Up from 47, up here to number 11. Their only loss, to Nebraska, who's only lost to Michigan, who's only lost to undefeated Oklahoma. We don't go four deep on the losses, but they are 4 degrees of undefeated.
Yeah, look, their only loss was a week 1 3-point loss to Nebraska. Since then, the offense is humming. They were blowing out Iowa State in that game this week. And if you look at their schedule, they don't play Texas Tech in the regular season, who is the favorite in the Big 12. Keep an eye on Cincy because they may make a dark horse run here.
And an explosive offense, too, if you saw it against Iowa State. To number 10, we've got the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, 5-0, had their bye week again last week. 3 of their 4 FBS opponents won last week, including Temple, whose only 2 losses are to Georgia Tech and Oklahoma, 2 undefeated teams. Georgia Tech is hosting Virginia Tech, who's got a little bit of a dead cat bounce since firing Brent Pry. Number 9 is Michigan at 4-1. So remember last year, Michigan's poor quarterback play was apparent from the start.
Yep.
Then as the season went on, we discovered, hey, their wide receivers aren't very good either. So let's go to this year. Quarterback play is an apparent upgrade right from the start. Mm-hmm. We know Bryce Underwood has the tools, has the means to be a successful quarterback in the Big Ten. And now as the season has gone along, we've discovered, hey, these wide receivers have been upgraded quite a bit too. So McCulley and Marsh, 2 newcomers, combined for 10 catches, 192 yards, and a touchdown against Wisconsin. Strong game of the week consideration this week as they travel to Los Angeles, taking on USC, who we've got 28th in the rankings.
And this is a game coming up this week, and I know it's not predictive of what will happen or where there will be, but if Michigan has hopes and dreams of being in the college football playoffs, this is a must-win game. And you, to your point, the receivers. Once you have that dual threat of a team that can pass the ball as well as run the ball, look at this just this past weekend against Wisconsin. When did the rush game become a little bit more effective? As soon as they got that extra guy out of the box and Michigan was able to show that they could effectively pass the ball.
Number 8, Oklahoma. Kent State didn't provide much of resistance for them. It got to see Michael Hawkins Jr. play a little bit, get his feet wet a little bit. Hey, finally got their first turnover, and they returned it for a touchdown right away. And the Michigan win keeps pushing them up. You know what I'm looking for, number 1, out of a Greg Pomp game of the week. We want an entertaining game. And Red River is more times than not, far more times than not, an entertaining game. Usually get 12 pounds of football in about a 5-pound bag with Red River. Hey, Texas might be cooked already, but this is the first real test for Oklahoma without John Mateer. And I think this game features a matchup of both teams starting their backup quarterback, but only one team knows it.
Wow. Take your shots.
Well, look, the guy comes off the bench and rips one off the sideline. And then they bring in Arch, and he's running into sacks?
Yeah.
No, that was impressive.
I get it, yeah.
Number 7, Alabama. FSU keeps trying to bucket crab them with that win over Alabama early in the season, and FSU's lost 2 in a row now. But Alabama's breaking through with wins over Vandy and Georgia last 2 weeks, and they're playing at Missouri this week. So another opportunity to get some big wins here. Guys, this is the 5th best game on the schedule in my book, and it's a top 12 matchup with the teams in our rankings. That's how loaded the schedule is this week.
Yeah, after kind of a light week last week where you get some A-level games, Alabama, last 2 weeks, 2 big wins. Not a coincidence they got Jam Miller back, and not a coincidence they got their nose tackle back. Their defense looks a lot better now than it was against Florida State.
Well, yeah, and this is a team that's could be very similar to the Detroit Lions. Week 1 may have been a liar. And Florida State's not appearing to be as tough. That game is not aging well, the loss to Florida State, but they have responded, and they've responded with a vengeance.
Number 6, speaking of Florida State, we're going to go with their arch rival, Miami. The U is 5-0. Not only thumped Florida State, the final score closer than the game has indicated, that was some expert trolling on their touchdowns for Miami. CJ Daniels does the tomahawk chop chant in the end zone cam after both of his touchdowns. They have, for my money, the best 9 guys in the trenches in the country. The 5 on offensive line, the 4 on the defensive side. When you combine them all, best in the country. It's headlined by Reuben Bain Jr., might be the number 1 pick in the draft this spring. And that's allowed Carson Beck to be 2nd in the Heisman Trophy odds right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, that's a road spot, a loud place to play, and he made it look easy. Dropping it in a bucket, 4 touchdown passes. They were cruising in that game. I know they're only 6 on this. To me, they're one of the 3 best teams in America.
Could be a very good case for that, Jim. Number five, Illinois. Now, forgot to mention that this is a new team last week in the rankings. They premiered at number five. They stay at number five here. Survived one of those tricky tweener spots at Purdue between games against USC and then at Ohio, or hosting Ohio State, rather. Look, might be an opening for this fourth Big Ten team. We thought Penn State was going to be one of them. Penn State looks cooked because they still have big games against Ohio State and Indiana. We know how Franklin does in those. So it's looking like Oregon, Indiana, Ohio State is your top three in the Big Ten. Who's that fourth team? Illinois has a chance. Now, they're hosting Ohio State this week. But even with a loss to the Buckeyes, 10 wins seems very possible for the Illini.
It does, and this is the game. Remember when we did the who's going to be the upset special of the season? This is the one I pointed to. Now, this was when I believe that Illinois offensive line was a little bit better than it was. They have the most returning experience. I'm shocked that they haven't performed better. This is a chance for them to come out and make a statement as an offensive line.
And number four is Ohio State. Matt Patricia's defense has given up 7, 0, 9, 6, and 3 points. That's 25 points total, 5 points per game, and that's against three power conference opponents, so not exactly slouches here. Might be their biggest test coming up at Illinois at their best quarterback they're going to be facing, but Washington's no slouch. They traveled out west. Right. They thumped them pretty good. Game of the week consideration here, but did not quite make it.
Yeah, three power four teams, but let's go back to what you said about Texas. They might not be starting their starting quarterback. They have struggled. No one's going to look at Washington and say, oh boy, that offense. Defense, yes, but not the offense. And Minnesota? I mean, come on.
Yeah, whatever.
Number three is Ole Miss. Number one last week, number three this week. Why? Well, they went a week without a paycheck. They had their bye week, and look at their five wins. Arkansas, Tulane, and LSU all were on a bye. Georgia State and Kentucky lost. So this week they got the random EA Sports Generate schedule game coming up. Washington State comes to Oxford, plays Ole Miss on October 11th.
Odd.
Yeah.
Number two, Indiana. Strong game of the week consideration here at Oregon. Both teams are coming off a bye. Chance for IU to show nationally that they belong. And number one, bit of a surprise here, but the body of work is what we're going with here. It's Texas A&M at 5-0. Now, they're number five in, I believe, both polls. I know they are number five in the AP. Add Mississippi State to a list of solid, if maybe unspectacular wins right now, Auburn and Notre Dame. Now, mind you, that Notre Dame win is improving now that, you know, they're not having A&M and Miami on the schedule, who Notre Dame's win is helping those two teams. And if you're an Aggie, what do you love more than anything else? You love beating Texas. Well, they can't beat Texas this week, but they can get a transitive win over the Longhorns when they host Florida.
Yeah, their schedule, Florida, Arkansas, at LSU, things really heat up, and they'll end the regular season at Texas.
And we mentioned Ohio State's defense. Texas A&M, top five defense in the country. That's what's really carrying them.
And I'm curious, and I don't know how far down the list you went, but Texas Tech.
Right.
They're a team, looks like they're going to be a Big 12 champ. I mean, it kind of lines up for them. They're in the Big 12, right?
Yeah, how far back are they? Yes, yeah. They're still in the Big 12. Yes,
Texas is 22nd. Now, their
Texas
wins,
Tech.
Texas Tech, still 22nd. Their wins don't have a lot of weight to them, and their opponents don't have a lot of weighty wins to them. Even Houston and Utah. They're two big ones.
Yeah, and the other team that's clearly not ranked, but I think is arguably the best team in America, Oregon. But Oregon's big win is Penn State, and Penn State hasn't beat a Power Four team. So that's kind of the way Greg Palm works. I have no doubt Oregon's going to keep winning their way in, and they're as good as any team in the country.
And they might shoot up this week if they beat Indiana.
No kidding. And they are more than a touchdown favorite at home at the Zoo, Autzen. That's Greg Palm. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.